Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's the 18th of July. I'm watching Trish try to untangle her.
And good morning.
You know what? I am loving this.
Yeah,
hey, 18th of July, 2019, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Sue back in
good
there still with us this morning.
Hello. Yeah, I thought I'd stick around. You guys are so amazing. I thought, you know, a couple more hours.
Couple more hours of this.
Excellent.
I mean, you know what? Pretty soon I'm going to start charging our producers just to stay here and watch Trish and I.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
and you're going to have some guests today, too?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie Bridget's going to be here, but the first hour is going to be me and Trish, I believe. But you know what? With my scheduling prowess, I'm never sure who's going to be on at 7:30. But anyway, welcome aboard, everybody. And Trish, what's the weather look like?
Well, it's 74 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading.
A little warm.
A little warm, and we're looking for a high today of 100 degrees, low of 71, a high of 97 on Friday, and a low of 71. And on Saturday, 99, going to dip down a little, and Saturday night, 72. Sunday, 100 degrees. Sunday night, 72, and Monday, 98. You know, we're going to hang right around that 100-degree mark for the foreseeable future. Clear, no rain in sight. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, welcome aboard, everybody. And you know what? Of course, this is the big week that Apollo 11 landed on the moon 50 years ago and all this, and it was such a success. Last night, Linda and I watched Apollo 13, the movie with Tom Hanks that done by Ron Howard. And the statement, which became one of the top 50 movie quotes, "Houston, we have a problem." That didn't exactly happen, even though the rest of the movie was very, very close to realism. It was two of them talking, and what Lovell did was he brought it back and he said, "Houston, we had a problem," and Tom Hanks changed it to "We have a problem" because it, you know, hey,
made the movie
it's happening
better.
Right there.
Yeah,
but that was, you know, for realism though, as far as accuracy, the movie was very, very close to everything that happened. But on Apollo 11 was such a huge success. I mean, when they fired off that engine to lift off the moon, they didn't know it was going to work. They never tried that before.
There you go.
And I don't know if a lot of people know this. I didn't, but it seems like other people do, is that President Richard Nixon had his speechwriter write a contingency speech, William Safire, if something should go wrong. And the speech was eventually delivered to the Nixon's chief of staff, is now housed at the Nixon Presidential Library. Entitled "Invent of a Moon Disaster," Nixon's speech would address Armstrong and Aldrin's widows as well as the nation.
Wow.
"Fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace." The speech starts. "These brave men, Neil Armstrong and Edward Aldrin, knew that there is no hope for the recovery, but they also know there is hope for mankind in their sacrifice. Because if something had gone wrong, there's no way to rescue them.
No.
Nothing. They would have either starved to death or run out of air up there."
It's incredible. I think, you know, I just recently, because this is all out there, I was watching, I don't remember the gentleman's name, was the one that stayed in the capsule and didn't go out on the moon.
Right.
And some thoughts that he had while
Michael Collins.
Yes, Michael Collins. It was very interesting to listen to. I mean, he didn't know whether they were going to come back on the moon or come back into the ship, if they were going to be able to get back in or if they were going to step out there, walk around, and never be seen or heard from again.
Yeah.
And he couldn't go out and check on him.
No, he was
and
up
there.
Was,
yeah, there was no way that. Yeah, so that was a whole.
And then the question is that he would have been there, And
could he have come down by himself without the other two?
No, because he didn't have a vehicle that would take him to the moon. If you remember,
yeah,
they had the moon landing vehicle. And in Apollo 13, this is what they got into to save their lives after they had the explosion on 13. And so they could get to work, but then on their way down, they jettisoned that one out so they could make the reentry. But
right,
it was doing things that they had never been meant to do, like, you know, and firing off its rockets to put them back into a stabilizing orbit. You know, they've never done that before. It yeah. wasn't built to do that, yet it did that. And the Apollo or the ground crew or the support crew for 13, because the carbon dioxide was building up so fast, they had to figure a way to put a square canister into a round hole.
Wow.
And they did it. And they did it with bags, duct tape, and I mean, they figured it out and it worked.
WD-40.
Yeah.
I've always heard that.
Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
There you go. We have a problem.
There you go.
Gosh.
You know, speaking of all this, and this was such an important part of the United States and our history and all the things we've done. Were you not surprised when President Obama came in and quietly said, yeah, we're not doing space anymore, and that there wasn't a huge uproar?
No, because it had been years since we had done anything, really. I mean, we had done the space shuttles. And
but to just call it off and say, okay, we're just not going to do this anymore.
He was looking, well, it seemed like they should always be working on the concept of what we can do to move forward with this. But you have to look, you know, people go, well, what did we get out of landing on the moon besides the fact that we did it? We showed what American ingenuity and dollars could do. Was that there were so many steps forward in technology.
Yes.
Due to this. I mean, something as simple as the microwave came out of the space program.
Well, and
Tang.
And well, exactly. But more importantly, all of the computer systems and things that went on in that period, okay, that used to drive those, our cell phones now have as much computer power as they used for that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so you, absolutely. Did that bring us forward and teach us things that we may not have learned any other way? I think
at least it hastened it by years, maybe even decades.
I think so. I was just surprised that there wasn't a huge uproar when he just wrote it off. I mean, I would have thought that people would have, well, given the press only reports what's good when what they want to, there may have been an uproar. We just didn't know about it.
Yeah, people might have been upset. It's like we want to impeach Trump. We're going to impeach Trump. We're going to impeach Trump. And then when they had the resolution yesterday, to impeach Trump failed 332-96.
Oh gosh,
most of the Democrats voted against it. Yeah, voted against it. They just go, no, don't do this.
They got nothing.
Because you know what? Right now, the Democrats seem that they want to have Trump reelected. By the things that are happening. I mean, he is running, whether you like it or not, or you like his tactics or whatever, he's leading them around by their nose. Every time they start to get something going, he goes, if you don't like it here, you can go back, fix it, and then come back. I mean,
you have heard, you know, from the very beginning, you've heard me say, everybody keeps saying, I wish he'd stop with the tweets. You know, his tweets are, I want him to go in this direction. I want him to do this. I want him to do that.
I want the media to do this and do that.
That's exact. Well, they are the media, the Democrats. I repeat myself. They're one and the same.
And then, you know, Linda's father has been around his daughter and his wife, of course, Linda's whole life and, mm-hmm. and most of his wife's life been together. And they'll be talking and talking about something. And blah, blah, blah. And he'll, you know, I saw at the dinner table the first probably 6 months Linda and I were married. He looks up and he goes, I wonder if that chandelier needs some new lights. Both those heads went up and looked at the chandelier and they shifted to the chandelier started talking about lights and how, and then I looked over him, and he's just kind of smiling. And I thought, I wonder if he does this a lot just to see if he can do it. You know, I mean, what you do is you shift the conversation.
That's exactly right.
Just by comment or something you said, something you've written, or somebody else says, it gets people just so fired up.
Well, I will tell you that my mother-in-law would like to argue. She loved to get a good argument going. And it would get everybody screaming and yelling at each other. And I figured out that if I would just say, well, you know, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about, and it would shift the whole, and it used to drive her crazy because she loved to get that fight going. Why do you keep saying that? She'd say, and everybody else in the room figured out we could avoid this argument if we just go away from what we're talking about.
Yeah, just shift the focus. And in his case, he's shifting the focus to Trump hatred. And if they hate Trump so much that they'll concentrate on things like this impeaching, well, the House just went, no, that's not going to happen because that will guarantee his reelection if they impeached him, because then you can start calling witnesses in. You start calling witnesses in, and they will destroy
the
credibility of the people.
They have the votes, but people are not going to ignore that.
They do.
They don't have, not to convict him or throw him out, but they do have impeach him just like Clinton did.
Yeah, it's two-thirds of the Senate. You'll never get it.
Oh,
hey,
hell no.
We got to take a break here. No. This portion of the show being brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right now, BNT Satellite has a bunch of gift certificates that are out there floating around. And if you're 55 or over, they've got two special offers for you. Free movie rental upgrade for each month for 4 years of service. Free upgrade to Hopper 2 so you can stream TV on Dish anywhere. They have a package that's right for you, whether you're 55 and over or you're 25 and under. They have the right package for you, but it's over only at BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite, your local Dish dealer here. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning. 75 degrees out there already, going up to over 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, Black bear feels like home.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Say, 'cause I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really scooped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all. Got overdrive.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're running 8 cylinders here this morning. Good morning, KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, which is, you know, that's kind of a cool song to bring us back in, because Clyde is... It has, you know, one of the, you know, a great car collection, as everybody knows. Anyway, but he also specializes in home electronics. Over 47 years in the business locally, owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business. Your source for Dish, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. He puts together TV systems. You call him, you pick out the TV. The next day, Clyde's there putting it in. He hangs things. He puts in surround sounds. And if you have a problem later on, just call Clyde. One of his people are out there fixing things. We had some work done around the house and our satellite dish. Either the cable or it was moved or something, and we were having a real problem. And we called the next morning. Here comes the guy from Clyde's. Fixes it. He says, you know what, you need one of these. He had a new remote, so we got the new remote. got everything. Didn't cost us a cent.
There you go.
Now, that's probably because we picked up a TV from Clyde. But we bought TVs from Clyde for years since we've been here. Clyde's Enterprises, 221-4144. Okay, Trish, we were talking about how Trump controls the media, and in the sense of having them focus on things. And but this last tweet he had that caused this huge uproar, and the tweet said, "You're saying what's so wrong with America," and I'm paraphrasing here. "Why don't you go back to the countries that you've originated from, come from, which are, you know, despots, corruption and everything? Why don't you go back and fix that? And then come back here and tell us how you fixed it instead of trying to fix this." And he didn't say go back and stay there. What he said was, why don't you go back to those countries? Now, three of the people, he said the progressive Democratic congresswomen. So, I mean, he kind of isolated that to the four, the squad.
He never said any names or race or anything. They knew who they were. Well,
yeah, everybody knew who he was talking about. Three of them were born here in America.
Right.
One wasn't. People took great umbrage about this, that he would have the audacity to say this to people. If you don't like if you're so quick to point out things are going here wrong, why don't you go back to the countries that you came from, fix their problems, and then come back and tell us how to fix ours. Well, that was the word racist was used 1,000 times at CNN.
But
over the reports of this.
But everything he does is
is racist.
Is racist.
It is.
Everything any white person in this United States does that supports Trump is racist. That's just a term they use for everything. I don't think that many people were upset by it. In fact, I think it's proven by the fact that Trump's ratings went up in the polls.
With the GOP. With the GOP.
Well, that's who's going to elect him. The Democrats are not going to elect him.
Uh-huh.
The Democrats hate him, the press hates him, and the Never Trumper hates him. You don't have to change any of that. But the support from the Republican Party is growing stronger, and the independents, and there's a lot of switch over there. You have a lot of the people that these four claim to be representing that are switching over to the Trump side of this equation.
Well, I think what you see is, the ones they really have to, the Democrats have to worry about are the independents. There's so many independents, and so many are walking away from the party, the Democrats, right now.
There's a lot of the people that have been Democrats that are walking away. Your black population, the immigrant population, which they keep saying are so upset by everything he does. The people who have come here, immigrated to this country because they love America and want to be Americans, are supporting Trump. They agree with everything he's saying about the immigration problem, about all of these other things, because they did it the right way. And all he's saying, and I totally and 100% unabashedly agree, is that if you want to come to this country, then you have to become an American, you have to love this country, and you have to want to be here. You want to come over here and change it and wave your flag and live your life, bring your religion, your laws, not your religion, but your laws, and put those and change my America? I don't want you here. And that's all he's saying. And I think a lot of us agree with that.
Well, you know, it's funny. I saw this person, there was a comment on here that this woman compared people. She says, he is in this only to become a dictator like Hitler and is proving to be well on to achieving that goal. And so I don't get into these Facebook
things. That's incredible. We have a phone call.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But what I said was, so those who support the president are Nazis. That's not what I said. But I believe they're gullible and blind to what is happening, just like happened in Germany under Hitler. Read your history books. Well, I have
read
my history
books. There's no comparison.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for getting me on before I have to go to work. The only thing Trump could have added to his comment is don't let the door hit you in the rear end on the way out.
You got it.
Hey, I wanted to shift the conversation, and I've noticed over the last year or so, Carl, you're a pro at that. I wanted to shift to...
that's my job.
That's meant as a compliment.
I
wanted to go to your conversation with the attorney that sued Caltrans and how the people weren't held accountable for their poor decisions.
Okay.
And I've got two examples I want to give to you. About 15 years ago, on a national forest bordering Canada, they're setting up logging sites and roads and that kind of stuff. And to monitor the wildlife that's in there so they can do their policies, they string a piece of barbed wire across game trails, and they collect the hair and do DNA samples to see what kind of animals are in there and what they have to take care of. Well, these three foresters up there took and got some hair from a captive link and started putting it on that barbed wire and turning it in, as there's lynx in this area, wild lynx. They're kind of like a bobcat, only
right,
bigger.
Right, yeah.
And they set their policy on that, but the guy that was doing the DNA testing got suspicious, and he figured out that it was coming from the same animal, and he traced it back to a game farm. These three people didn't even get reprimanded. They got transferred, and I read about 5 years later where they actually got raised up in their status.
Got promoted.
Yes, that's the word I was searching for. Instead of being, I think they ought to have been fired about something like that.
Well, were they doing it to say that, oh, we've got lynx in this area, so we have to keep it closed down? Or,
yes, yes,
oh, okay, that's
exactly
what was their reasoning, not just to say we have lynx in the area. It was to keep the area closed to people.
That's it. Keep it closed to logging, to mining, or just whatever might want to go on, building a road for recreational use. No,
well,
it was a bunch of do-gooder environmentalists. And here locally, and I showed the example on your show when I was there with Trish, we had Donnell Ewert get up in front of the supervisors and claim that San Antonio had 1,000 empty jail beds. In fact, they didn't have to build a jail because the resources went to homelessness and that cut the crime so much. I called up the San Antonio jail, and that was a false statement.
Uh-huh.
I ran into Les Baugh at Joe Comente's Seattle is Dying function there at the Cascade Theater,
uh-huh.
and asked him if anybody had talked to Donnell about that or if there was any repercussions. And he said, well, you know, I don't know. I told Larry Leese to take care of it.
Of course that would be Mr. Baugh's answer. He's just a supervisor. He doesn't do anything himself.
You know, the thing is, when are we going to start holding people responsible for blatantly lying to us, for blatantly not doing their job that affects us in a negative manner?
I don't know, Nick, but I certainly agree that we ought to do that starting right here in Jeff County and all the way to the top.
They don't
hold anybody accountable for what they do.
The other thing that was even more egregious was what happened over at Lassen Park.
Yes.
And not only did that same woman that started the fire, and they lost control of, she's the one that did the cover up of that young boy that was killed out there. Remember when the rock wall collapsed?
Mm-hmm.
And they were shredding things, they were getting rid of evidence and all this, and they found that. And they found that the judge found that this was how bad this is, and nothing ever happened to her. She wasn't fired. She wasn't fired.
In her defense, that fire started by a lightning strike, but she had a month to put it out.
Well, she did, but they let it leap over the road,
jump.
And started. It
jump.
Jumped the road. Thank you, Nick. it did a running broad jump over the road and started that huge fire on the other side, which is that was just okay. She didn't foresee that, but that thing about the stone wall, it was the same woman.
Yeah,
stone wall collapsed on that boy and killed him. And injured his sister. The family never recovered from that, really.
Absolutely not.
And nothing happened to her.
And so, like Lois Lerner, she just gets to retire at an inflated pension, and, it's over now, folks. Nothing to look at here.
Yeah. Okay.
It goes on and on. You're right. There is no accountability. But, we've created a society, and that's part of the reason that we have the things happening we have, because that whole responsibility, taking responsible.
Being held accountable
for anything that happens. We're raising a population and spreading a rumor that, hey, everything is somebody else's fault. You're not responsible for anything. That's exactly what the Democrats are trying to create, is so that we're totally dependent upon them.
Well,
we need to take a break, don't we?
We need to take a break.
I don't know how to do it, but I wish we could figure out a way to start holding these people responsible and even firing them when it's necessary.
Send them to jail.
Day.
You bet. I've worked in government, in the Marine Corps, and people you're held responsible for things you didn't do. I mean, in the sense of you're the commander and somebody in your unit does something, guess what?
The buck stops here.
The buck stops up there. And yet, I had friends working at the Pentagon and at headquarters of the Marine Corps that government workers, one of them single-handedly destroyed 6 months of work because he didn't do something, didn't tell somebody about it. And Jay spent the next 2 years of his tour there trying to get rid of this guy. I mean, he did his regular work, but then he just, and what ended up happening was they didn't fire him.
Yeah.
He was able to retire over stress because of being fired.
It's just
ridiculous.
I know it is.
Anyway, but what's not ridiculous is River Common Senior Living. Located in the middle of Reading. Think about this. I've had enough of grass cutting. I've had enough of doing the dishes every night. All I want to do is kind of, have my place here, talk to people, have a nice time, have my pet here. And then, if I want to travel, I'll travel. All this is at River Common Senior Living, gourmet chefs, activity directors, and so much more. You need to contact River Common Senior Living today. Talk to Brian. Give him a call at 238-5981. Go down for a tour. Go down for lunch down there and see just how good the food is. And you can find that, perhaps there is a better way to spend, my years besides having to try and take care of all of this stuff. River Common Senior Living. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, 7:34 in the morning, 76 degrees out there. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at WePeopleRadio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's the 18th of July. It's 78 degrees out, 77 degrees out there. You're going to go up to over 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is in the process of getting a contract in place with the VA, our clinic here, to be able to see veterans, so they don't have to travel down to Davis. They don't have to travel out of area. They can get be seen for cardiology and other things. All of this is being done by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're being very proactive with this. Casey Fatch and the people over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center support veterans. He loves veterans, and he wants to do what he can to help and use the assets of Shasta Regional Medical Center just to do that. That's, you know, I can't think of a higher accolade than having a big company, a big corporation, literally seek out and work to be able to provide medical care to our veterans, because God knows we don't have enough doctors over there. And I looked at
Well, and I just to point out, that's thanks to President Trump that's available to make that happen now with some new decisions that
have
been made at the federal level.
And I can tell you the negative side of that is that they're having to sign up now instead of having everybody signed up before the program kicked off.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, there was – and that's not on him. That's on the VA that had a year to get all this to try and get it in place. And somehow in other areas of the country, we got it on – they got it up and running before this.
California has a problem with the following through on any kind of federal thing, because that might make the president of the United States look good.
Well, you know, Stephanie Bridget's going to be in here at 8 o'clock to talk about the this 1 cent sales tax, plus the other things that are going on. Seattle was dying meeting they had, not a meeting, but the gathering they had down at the Cascade a couple of weeks ago. What Seattle is dying says is the problem is drugs. The problem is drugs. It's not homelessness. It's drugs, and drugs leads to homelessness. But then you can't take away the mentally ill that are out there on our streets. You can't ignore that, because that is also a percentage there. I would say, you know, I have no idea what the percentage is, but it's, I shouldn't say that. I just know is that, but from everybody I talk to, I don't have the numbers. Everybody I talk to, from police to social workers, to Ewert, who's having to help these people, Jonathan Anderson, who's going to be on next week, mental problems. So what do we do with them? You can't put people with mental problems in jail and keep them there hoping to get them better. If they're mental problems brought on by self-medication, that's one thing. That's what the other thing that Shasta Regional Medical Center has done. They've opened up that 5150 ward where they've got 17 people and they bring them in for dangers to themselves or others. They'll get them stabilized in there and then get them back on their meds. But as soon as they leave, nothing's going to keep them on their meds.
Yeah.
The thing about Seattle's dying, and when you ask a police off the record, is, you know, it's going to give them methadone and these two other types of drugs that takes the place of opiates and heroin. They said, that's great. No. You know, we're all for that. We'll help. You know what? Let's help build the facilities it takes to have people come in and get that, because they're finding that, you know, like 93% of the people that leave that program in Rhode Island stay on, you know, they go and seek out the drug therapy, the methadone and the other stuff.
There's two schools of thought on that, and drugs are drugs. I mean, they're addicted to a drug.
That's right.
One way or the other. And I think that, you know, it's a combination of all of the above. It isn't just drugs. It isn't just mental, and it isn't just people that are committing crimes. It's a combination of all of the above. I think the addicted, the repeat performers, the people that we lock up 5 and 6 times a month, if you could get that 100-150 people off, population off, you make a real dent into solving some of the problems.
So
you need that piece. You need to address the drug problem. And then you got to recognize that there's just a portion of that population that likes that lifestyle, and you're not going to change it. You just need to make it miserable enough that they go to someplace else.
I thoroughly agree. You need a center, and the way I wrote it was, you need a place where these people can be safe and taken care of. And let's call that a jail. And we take them off the streets for when they're conducting these crimes over and over again. We put them in jail, and if it is drug related, which probably most of them are, that we get them the help they want. Now, the final part of this is, if they don't want the help, we keep them in jail for the whole sentence. We arrest them again when they come out, and either they, or we arrest them if they do something else when they come out. We put them back into jail again. If you have 300 of these worst offenders off the streets, let's say there's 300 of them, then you will be able to spend that much more time policing and helping the people out here in town.
That's exactly, and that's Mike Johnson's plan.
Well, it's also the one committee has, but one of the things committee, and we've got to take a break, one of the other plans he has, that's not a 500 person jail he's talking about. It's 500 beds.
Additional.
Well, it's the 400, keep that one, but another 500 seats. beds, but they're not all in a jail like a tower, right, like that. They're talking about a work camp. They're talking about
Crystal Creek. They're talking about like over the jail, over
a,
the
a detention center where they can move them straight into the being helped. They've got, it's not going to be like a 500 seats in a jail. It's going to be spread out, but the work center, so that you can put 100 people over there that are here to clean up. You know, they go out and work on the streets and stuff. That's
part
of their training.
Well, Carl, what it's talking about is exactly what Shasta County had back in 1990.
Yes. Yes,
Crystal Creek.
Right, exactly.
The farm over at Breslauer, the jail here, all of these different things that were, and the work release program that worked in extension beyond that. It's exactly what we were back in 1990.
Yeah.
When all of it started to fall apart, and that's exactly what he's talking about doing again.
That's right. Back to the future.
Exactly right.
Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break, get back here on time. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be over 100 today. Are your filters clean? Are all the air ducts working? When I say air ducts, because say nobody's looked at your air ducts leaving from the air conditioner and it pushes the cold air into different spots in your house. Have you gone underneath your house or up in the wherever they are and checked to make sure that they're still connected? When the Lions came into our place, they come in every 6 months and they look at everything to make sure it's working and all that. They found some of our air ducts had been, had disconnected in certain areas, not completely, of course. And they repaired all that. And the difference in the cold air coming through was you could tell the difference. So these are just little things that they do as part of the job to make your life easier. And they've been in the business for almost 30 years. It's a better known business. They give guarantees, warranties. They have all of that. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard the knocked out jailbird sing.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit Reading Endoscopy.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:50 in the morning here. It's about 76 degrees, 77 degrees right now, going up to over 100 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, locally owned, locally operated. The only place I go to buy rifles or pistols. Is there all the accessories you want, classes and concealed carry? It's a one-stop shop there. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, and they give veterans discounts. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with Trish Clark today, and we were talking about a number of things. I just thought I wanted to read this to you because I know that this will appeal to your sense of fairness. A California city voted to ban some gender-specific words in its city code and replace them with gender-neutral options. Which city in California do you think did this? Without looking. Come on.
I'm going to tell you because I read that last night, and I'm trying to remember which city it was.
Okay, I'll help you. Berkeley. Will no longer feature words like manhole and manpower. Instead say maintenance hole and human effort or workforce. No longer policemen or craftsmen. They're going to be police officers and craftspeople or artisans. Sorority, this is my favorite. Sorority and fraternities would change to collegiate Greek system residents. And the use of gender pronouns like he and she would be replaced with specific titles like the attorney or the candidate.
Yeah.
Passed unanimously. It's going to cost them all of $600 to change the ordinance. I'm not sure why I even brought that part up. I just love that. When you see that.
I'm up to here with the political correctness, but that prompted something else in my mind that is something. I believe it's in San Francisco where they're going to replace the mural of George Washington.
Oh, they're painting it over.
Yeah. And do you remember how much ecstatic that President Trump got when he was talking about the statue of Robert E. Lee? And they said they were going to tear it down back in Charlottesville, and
yeah,
that was what that whole thing was about. That whole thing.
Yeah.
And he said at the time, so what's next? Do we start taking down Thomas Jefferson signs? Do we start taking down Abraham Lincoln statues? Do we really go so far as to start getting rid of George Washington in the United States? And they all scoffed and said what an idiot he was and how stupid he was. And, well, guess what?
They're painting over
a statue of George Washington, or a mural of George Washington.
I think Jefferson.
Have we lost our minds or what?
Yeah, we have. This gets Linda going too. She says, you know, why do you destroy history and then bring it back up in a revisionist thing? It should be used as a teaching point. If you don't,
it is
if,
what
if
it
you
is.
Have,
you cannot change.
If
our
you
history.
Have Washington and you don't, and you think that it should be an important thing that he owned slaves back in the 1700s or 1700s, I'm sorry, in the 1700s, and you put a plaque there, you know, fought for the independence of our nation, did this, but also a slave owner. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's important to know, but you don't paint it over, you don't take the statues down and all that.
But that's exactly what we're doing.
But put it in perspective of today.
But we're doing it. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's time. I think, you know, we talk about how do we change that. I don't think that the majority of the people in the United States support that. I think that the silent majority that is out there doing their, we need to stop being silent. We need to start standing up and stopping some of this stuff. It makes me crazy when I think about painting over a mural of George Washington and taking down statues. What, are we going to go back to the National Mall and knock over the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial now because they did something back then that we don't like now? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that right now everything is wrong. Everything in the past obviously is wrong. I mean, you can go back when they're having to say that, you know, they're bringing up that McConnell's great-great-grandfather owned slaves, and then McConnell says, another thing Obama and I have in common, because his family also owned slaves. They kind of backed him off on that one. But, you know, and O'Rourke, who is quickly becoming nothing.
Beto,
who's running for president. In fact, he's losing votes now, even in Texas. And he goes, wait a minute. My ancestors, too, they had slaves. I mean, he wants to become part of it.
I think our frustration stems from the fact that they do these things that are so ludicrous, and they're going to actually do it, though. And before anybody does anything about that, they're going to paste over that mural and paint some stupid thing on top of it, and it's gone. Once it's done, it's gone. And the Robert E. Lee statues and all of those different things, when you go back, especially on the East Coast, where there is so much of our history, and I've spent the last few years doing a lot of traveling back there and experiencing all of these different places and all these historical marks, that makes me want to cry to think that they're going to tear all that down and we're not, our future, our children are not going to be able to learn about the beginnings of this country.
Well, you know, the thing, Linda and I we want to do next year, right before the election, after the presidential, after the Democrats figure out who they're going to have run, we want to get a trailer and hitch it to the truck and take off and drive across America, you know, for like 2 weeks and make it a trip through middle America, you know, between the coast. And we want to arrange it with stations on our way through that. When we come through, we stop. We do our show every morning from a different city, you know, throughout that middle America, between the coast, the forgotten America, the flyover zone there, and hear what people say. And bring that as, you know, back to Redding. This is what people in Prescott, Arizona are saying about the election. And have maybe a city official, but just have ordinary people coming in and talking about this for the show.
I will tell you that, you know, I've done that, Carl. I didn't broadcast, but I've been across the United States three different times. Once over the north, once over the center of America, and once to the south. And I was 2 months at a time each time. And and I was traveling during the election between Romney and Obama. And I came back absolutely, totally, 100% convinced that Romney was going to win that election because of where I had been and what I had seen. Because there was no support Obama signs anyplace. There were huge billboards for Romney across that whole southern part of the United States. All the way from Miami, clear down to until you get into the California, Arizona area. I was convinced that he had it. But when you take that vote then and put it right back into Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City, that's where those elections are won. But you're going to be amazed what you're going to hear. I just came back from Washington, D.C., and every day we see some kind of a demonstration, these huge crowds that are supposed to be all over the National Mall in front of the White House and all that. I spent a whole week on that mall. I never saw anything but red hats and support Trump and patriotic stuff going on in that whole area. I never saw one demonstration of over maybe one time outside the White House. There were three people standing out there with a no Trump kind of thing in opposition to a rally that was going on for Trump that was a supportive kind of thing. The press is leading us to believe that all this stuff's going on, and it's just not.
Well, you know what? There is, again, we go back to the media, but I think a trip like this would kind of give a, would be something that's different.
Oh, and, right.
Just to let see what people think in smaller towns and, you know, other areas, you know, because it'll be a small town, that, you know, a small town extravaganzas we're going through. Hey, we got to take a quick break for the news. And Stephanie Bridget, I see you're sitting out there, and will be with us right after the break for the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is KCNR Shasta Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I'm Rich Thomason. Iran making waves again in the volatile Persian Gulf region.
Iran says the vessel was seized in the Strait of Hormuz, the key route for transporting oil through the Gulf, where Iranian boats tried to impede a British oil tanker before being driven off by a Royal Navy warship last week. It's also where Tehran says its boats came to the assistance of a foreign oil tanker in difficulties on Sunday and towed it to Iranian waters for repairs to be carried out. That's the same day that Iran says it seized this vessel smuggling oil, leading to speculation that it could be the same ship. Whatever the circumstances, but the incident is bound to further raise tensions in the region.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Japanese authorities holding a suspect in a deadly arson fire in Kyoto. The blaze swept through an animation production studio after police say a man barged in shouting, "You die," before igniting the explosive blaze. 33 people were killed, 36 others injured. President Trump standing by his criticism of four leftist Democrat congresswomen. He says they do a lot of complaining about the country without offering any realistic solutions to problems and challenges.
They're always telling us how to run it, how to do this, how to do that. You know what? If they don't love it, tell them to leave it.
The president at a Make America Great Again rally yesterday in Greenville, North Carolina. House Democrats voting to hold Attorney General Barr and Commerce Secretary Ross in criminal contempt for their refusal to comply with subpoenas for information regarding attempts to place a citizenship question back on the census in 2020. Protests continue to rock Puerto Rico. Demonstrators demand the resignation of the governor amid outrage over corruption and a series of leaked online chat messages mocking women, the disabled, and Hurricane Maria victims. Wall Street, the Dow down 45 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
International aid agencies are concerned about malnutrition and illness in North Korea, result of a prolonged severe drought.
A Red Cross assessment of North Korea's drought-stricken areas found that the harvest will be less than half what would be expected under normal weather conditions. Millions of people in North Korea are already chronically undernourished. Now, the Red Cross says, levels of malnutrition and of waterborne diseases are rising. It is appealing for almost $500,000 for fertilizers and water pumps in a bid to safeguard what remains of the harvest and protect communities who cannot cope with any further reduction in food supplies.
The BBC's Imogene Folks. Thousands of Philippine police officers have received punishments, more than 2,000 dismissed for wrongdoing during raids where drug suspects were killed under the president's crackdown. News and analysis, townhall.com. Republicans say the robust economy is proof their small government pro-business policies are good for the country.
Senator Mitch McConnell says the latest jobs numbers support what he's been hearing from job creators and workers over the past 2 years.
This is a pro-worker, pro-family, pro-opportunity economic moment.
He says there's headline after headline about how businesses are booming.
And the red-hot market for American workers.
McConnell credits GOP policies that are focused on
letting the American people control more of their own money and letting American businesses create jobs more easily.
With unemployment, he notes, holding near a 50-year low. Bob Agnew reporting.
China rising, Beijing launching a new stock market. Trading starts next week in Shanghai in the so-called Star Market for high-tech companies that play a key role in official development plans. Those are plans that have been straining trade relations between Beijing and Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning. Hey, it's Thursday, the 18th of July, and if it's Thursday, I have Trish here.
I love Thursday morning.
We love having you here, Trish. You know, and people make comments about it, too. Most of them are okay. But Trish is our weather expert. She went to college for four. I don't know if people know. She went to college, got her degree in meteorology.
Oh.
Or maybe it was in second or third grade where you learned to read.
Yeah, I think
you know,
that
so
was it.
That's what happens with me when I do the weather. I can read the weather.
There you go.
I'm your weather reader today.
And that's exactly what we do. It's 78 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 100 degrees. Mostly clear, a low of 71 this evening. On Friday, high of 97 and a low of 71. Saturday, 99 and then 72 in the evening. Sunday, back up to that 100-degree mark and a low of 72. And Monday, 99. We're looking to just kind of hang around that 100-degree mark for the foreseeable future. No rain in sight. Going to be sunny and clear. So that's,
in other words, we're getting into the Reading summer.
It's summer in Reading, exactly.
It's been a silly spring, but now we're back into our stabilized summer weather.
Yeah, and our weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I think when we said it was going to be consistently 100 degrees or around that, we just say it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
Yeah,
remember?
We can do that, too, but, you know, I do that from time to time, and then I hear when he gives his.
I know.
And he says, our motto is, and so it's.
Well, I tell you what, Chuck and Judy Kennedy have done just tremendous things for our community. I can't even begin to go through the list of them, but one of them is hiring veterans. You know, he doesn't have a huge business, but I tell you what, there's a large percentage of his business, of his employees that are veterans.
He's one of those businesses that's always there in time of need, like putting those big tanks out for the people from the car fire, yeah. All those different things. We're happy to have him in our
Anderson community.
Well,
I tell
community.
You what, and there's another one, SST Oil. SST Oil is underwriting, I think, the Mosquito Serenade. You know, I'm pretty sure they were doing that.
I think they wanted
to. Plus Haven Humane. They do a lot of things that that the people don't see. You know, it's kind of below the surface. They don't beat their chest and all this. They just do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it because it's the right thing.
Absolutely.
And speaking of doing the right thing, we have with us Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning. Stephanie was one of the main speakers at our Seattle's Dying. I don't know what you call it. It's the
presentation.
Presentation.
Yeah, it was a screening of the documentary followed by speakers.
Well, you know what? I'd seen parts of Seattle's Dying. I had not seen the whole thing. I'll admit it, but it was thoroughly a pivotal experience.
You pick up something new every time you watch it.
You do. And
yeah, I've watched it several times.
I have too. And every time I think,
every time
I didn't see that last time.
A little bit more, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, what I took out of this is that what Seattle's saying is we don't have a homeless problem. We have a drug problem. Mm-hmm. We have a drug problem, and we've tied our officers' hands on this. That one scene where they were talking about this guy that he had like a 5-minute spot in there. You know, he's just, you know, he steals things and all this, but he was high on drugs and he was screaming at the cops and he was pushing his bicycle at him, and finally he jumped into one of these trash cans. You know, it's an open, you know, like he jumps into the trash can, and there are 10 policemen surrounding him. He's spitting at him and all this. Well, I had one of the members of the law enforcement. I won't say police. I won't say who it is, which is the sheriff, police. But I had, you know, in here. And I said, you saw that? He goes, oh, yeah. And he says, 10 officers. I said, yeah. I said, the only thing I could picture was two of the officers picking up that trash can, turning it upside down and slamming it down in there and just sitting on it till the paddy wagon came in and you tossed him in there. Instead of 10 officers surrounding this guy and just watching him. I mean, this right there was just, and to listen to what all the police had to say anonymously, oh, my God, I'm trading hours for money. That's where he's gotten to.
Yeah.
And this was, of course, this is from that documentary, Saddles Dying, which you can see on YouTube. And if you go back through Free Fire Radio, back through my Facebook pages, you could probably find it there, too. But what is your thoughts on this?
Yeah.
You're the head of prosecution for this county.
Yeah, that scene you talked about, I mean, that's 10 officers. And I think they said that they were there for an hour.
Yeah.
An hour. I mean, that's 10 officers. That's a lot of resources that are being concentrated onto one individual because of this drug addiction that he has.
And he's totally out of control.
Yeah, and that happens. That happens where we here in our community have the drug addiction problem, and that drains these resources. So people get, you know, long response calls to, you know, other types of crimes that are occurring or have to call in to several times, you know. So it's a real issue. So watching it, you know, we are definitely not Seattle. We are not that bad.
We're not that big. That's the reason why.
We're not as big as them.
We don't have the assets. We don't have – they have a tremendous amount of assets, but even then, it's being pushed tremendously. I mean, they've got Amazon there. They've got they have a huge tax base. And even to the point where they were going to raise taxes to fight homelessness in the businesses, Amazon said, fine, I'll move out of Seattle.
The
businesses just went berserk on that one, and they vetoed, or they took that back and made that go away. But if you look at it, we're a microcosm. Would you say we're a microcosm then of Seattle? Or are we even that bad?
We are headed in the direction, definitely, if nothing changes, that we could end up being more like Seattle, San Francisco, LA. And that's because
San Diego.
Of those directions, because that is what we see growing in communities based on all the changes in the law and the resources that are being drained to these individuals. So unless we act, unless we do something as a community, we're definitely headed down that path.
Okay. One of the things you have to recognize, and I think this has been proven, is that those communities that are having those major crimes, major problems, are all under the control of the liberal side of the thing. You can go into – and our community, fortunately, is more conservative. And so hopefully – We have an opportunity to make some rational decisions about holding people accountable as opposed to trying to just give them stuff to make the difference. And that's where those communities, you can look at any of them, where the crime statistics are really high, they're controlled by liberal government.
Well, I mean, we can say that, but let's go back. Let's focus on what the problem is. We have a number of people out there that really don't care because there's no repercussions. There's no sense of responsibility because we can't do anything. Your five children, I'm just going to say this to everybody, four children, I'm sorry. I could swear there was five of them that night, but I don't know why. Maybe I thought, you know what, when you've got that many children, one could just sneak in and you wouldn't know it, and they're for breakfast. You got four, including twins, and there's a fifth one for breakfast, and you're making it up. You go, who are you? You know, and they find out they spent the night. No. Your children sit there, and they're not old kids. I mean, these are younger children.
Yeah.
Absolutely were the kind of kids you want to have sit in front of you at the movies or anything else. They were well-behaved because I could tell with your husband, when he looked down, everybody was looking back. He had eye contact, but there was a sense of responsibility there. They knew if they misbehaved, there would be repercussions. We need a daddy or a mommy out there, so when they do something, there's repercussions.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to accountability and some type of consequences, because without that, There's no change. There just isn't. Because our community has a lot of resources for people and a lot of people wanting and willing to help. So if the idea that people will voluntarily avail themselves of that is true, then we wouldn't have a problem. But because we do have a problem, even though we have all these resources, it comes down to the accountability piece and the piece where how can we, you know, force people to get help if they don't want it.
There you go. And that's the thing is there's got to be the hammer, and I hate to say the hammer, but there's got to be, you can say, if you don't want to seek the help that we are more than willing to give you because we have all the assets.
We do.
Then there has to be a repercussion.
There has to be accountability.
We need to take a break, but I want to talk about a program right now that doesn't seem to be, that seems to be something that would be good, but it's not being used. When we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, another one of those institutions around here that's locally owned, locally operated, does so many things for our community, plus the fact that they're just a great bank to be part of. Going down and visit them either at their new main office at 192 Hartnell, right there at the O'Reilly Shopping Center, or the one right here on California Street, just one block south of Jack's Grill. Going down there and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, 8:15 in the morning, 78 degrees, going up to 101 today.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Phil there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Fit River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, you know what? We got a baseball game tonight, Colt 45s. I've got four tickets. These tickets are good for the rest of the year, and he got to get in there because come August 3rd, that's our last game of the season, and I have tickets. I have a set of four tickets to the first caller at 605-4567. And, you know what? We've just had a steady stream of people coming in here and picking these tickets up. And I just love it if you're going down there. Like I said, if you can't make it tonight, these tickets are good for, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever they're playing here. I could probably even give five tickets out or six tickets out to Stephanie so she can take all of her kids, three boys and a girl there, feed them all hot dogs, something sweet and syrupy. Before they go to bed and,
just sugar them up.
Sugar them up.
To bed.
And then, for you and your husband, you know, some wine.
Yeah, just wine.
A couple adult beverages to kind of take the edge off. Anyway.
We go to those games. Those are great games.
These are great games. 605-4567. Just give us a call and you're going to get tickets. And there's two of you, you're going to get tickets too. So give us a call. All right. We're here. Trish Clark and I are here with, Stephanie Bridget. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, when Trish comes in to the show, she comes in on Thursdays, and then she makes the circle. And part of the circle is sliding back through Four Winds Jewelry to see what they have down
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Got to check out that display of the estate jewelry
estate
and
jewelry.
The turquoise.
Yeah.
And always got something exciting and great to entice the lady.
Every time Linda gets me a nice birthday present, I know where I have to go right then. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget. We're talking about the conditions we have right now. Now, Joe Kamini couldn't be with us today. He's doing county work down in Sacramento. The presentation on Tuesday about the 1 cent sales tax. Now, I always thought that when we say 500 beds, it was going to be 500 beds in a jail, but that's in one spot, but that's not true.
Yeah, well, we're wanting, you know, like a work camp would be a good idea to get back to that. We've had that in the past, and it's been an asset to the community to have those type of resources. And it's also important to not just have just 500 more beds. It's also important to have some of those or a portion of those to some type of a rehabilitative. Mm-hmm. So you're custodial, but you're doing stuff like the medically assisted treatment. You're getting mental health services, getting the services that you need in the custodial setting. So it's easier for you to make those connections and transition into.
You're not going out. You're not leaving from there and going out in the street. You're
right.
Going back to your cell
yeah.
or your location.
Absolutely.
Now,
yeah.
Trish had a great point about Clear Creek. You know, Clear Creek, what, years and years ago was a work camp.
Yeah.
Crystal Creek?
Crystal Creek.
Okay. Crystal Creek. It was before my time. Crystal Creek, which was a great place there because they had a work camp, but they were kept there. Mm-hmm.
And we had occasion, once in a while, somebody walked, but they generally, it was isolated
it's
enough.
Pretty far out there.
It was pretty far out, but before they got very far, we generally got them back.
Yeah.
But it was not you know, complete security where they could walk off.
Now, on something, is this one of the things we're talking about, that we would have a number of people that are there that want to do something like that, so we could use them to clear out? They could clear out all the underbrush, or they do things like that?
Yeah.
Was that the idea?
Do those types of work projects that are needed to be done, you know, the clearing the brush, or, you know, we have possibly even the trash cleanups that we have going on, you know, all of those variety of things that need to be done.
When Crystal Creek was active, we actually had a list of projects, because you have repeat offenders and sign making and welding jobs and all kinds of maintenance things around the county that were performed by the people at Crystal Creek.
Right.
They serve their time, and sometimes they'd half finish a project. They're going to bust again, and they'd be back and finish the project sometimes.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, they were a good workforce, along with the farm that created all the food that went into the jail, and that's what we need to go back to.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're learning skills. I mean, we hear people from, you know, the fire camps and stuff, where they go on afterwards, and now they've got an interest in working somehow in, you know, fire and fire suppression.
And they're
changing. So it's a good thing. You're changing their lives instead of just sitting in a cell talking to your other cellies about the crimes you committed.
Well, and learning how to do it better.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, jail is a great institution to teach people how to be lawbreakers.
Right.
I mean,
if they've
just
got
like,
too much time on their hands and not learning something positive. Yeah.
Especially when you're taking a lot of these, you know, it used to be a jail to be in there for a while. Now you're getting real criminals in the jail and, you know, telling people, I mean, they're sharing their experiences. But, okay, so we're talking then, so I guess it's laid out, so it would be a work camp and there would be a detention facility.
Oh, yeah.
And what's something else that would be included in that?
Well, I think those are kind of the two main areas that we're focusing on, and just also to have additional custodial beds just for stuff that people who might not go into work camps or might not go into the rehabilitation site, because we certainly don't have enough beds for just generally what we need for our community. But the one-cent sales tax is not just for the jail.
Right.
So
you cannot just have
the system,
right?
It is a system. It's an ecosystem that we're talking about here. Once it's getting them in there, but before you get them in there, first you've got to catch them, and then you've got to prosecute them, and then you have to defend them.
Right, right. It's like any business. Any business is a system. You know, you can't just focus on one little piece without proportionally increasing everything else, or your business is going to fail. You know, you really have to look at the entire picture and not just one little piece. And in this case, you're right. If you have a bigger jail, but you don't have enough attorneys to handle those cases, or enough officers to arrest people to put them in there,
or
the
enough public
fails.
Defenders to defend them when they're going through the system.
Absolutely,
Stephanie. If it's still not clear to me. If they put a countywide sales tax, do all of the jurisdictions have to agree to that? I mean, do all of the boards, City of Redding, City of Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, do the County Board of Supervisors have the authority to put that on without the concurrence of the other three jurisdictions? Is that?
I think that might be a question that's better for one of the board members, but it's my understanding that if the county, if that's what the county passes and the county sets that out, then it's decided by the voters, that it doesn't have to be agreed upon by the other boards, by the cities.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not clear on that because I don't know. They don't impose the sales tax, the state does.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing I never even thought of that. Was we've talked about that before. Everybody has to sign up for this, because we're going to have on the gents that want to have the city sales tax, the general sales tax, which I think is just they're wasting their time. But we can't have dueling tax measures.
Well, we have three that are out there that are being promoted, and that's a given.
What's
the
third
Nick.
Oh, and Nick's, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Nick's, yeah. Nick,
yeah, and that's
Nick
the 1 cent sales tax for the jail, and that's it.
Yeah, and then all the money that's spent on the jail, then that other money then that's being spent on the jail could go back into the, you know,
other
the general fund. But then,
then everyone gets to fight for what they need
for
it year after year.
To me, a specific tax, the way I understand it is that it will go. It'll be written in such a way. It says where every dollar goes to, and then there's money put in there for an auditing firm to check to make sure that money is being spent that way. Because as a specific tax, it has to go to that.
Right.
It can't go anywhere else.
Right. Right.
Now, the
and if it's a specific task, it takes 2/3 vote.
It's 2/3, and that's going to be the toughie. But you know what? It's people. We've been kicking this can down the road for, what, 10 years now? It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse because they're going to find another way to turn people loose. They're going to, right now, the state of California is trying to make all of us criminals.
They've already done it to me a couple of times.
Well, you know what? If I go across the border and buy a box of .22 ammunition and bring it back, I'm now a criminal in the state of California's eyes. But the thing is that we've kicked it down the road enough. We have to do something, and we've got to get behind this, or we're going to fail. I mean, not the tax. The city, the county will fail, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The cities and the county.
The cities and the counties. That's right. But you know what we're doing now? We're trying to include Anderson and City of Shasta Lake in everything we talk about. And I will start being better at that.
And I keep doing that because I've been putting up with this city and county and, oh, yeah, Anderson for a long time.
Yeah. Well, it's frustrating to me that there is even that argument or fight of city, county, or cities, county.
We're a community, we should act like it.
Every city sits in the county, and we're all one big group.
We should be.
There's one jail that is feeds the entire county. There's one DA's office that feeds the entire county, one probation department, one public defender's department, and that's over the entire county.
That's exactly right.
Law enforcement affects the entire county. Public safety is the entire county.
The discussion needs to take place with all of the officials that are elected in the entire county as a part of that.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, DA for Shasta County. The county and all of our entities there, we have different branches of our family in different areas, but we're all one family here. So the family has to, most of us, 66% of us in the family have to agree that we've got to do something about it. But if the family groups get together, we should be able to do that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark is the one that if you need help in your home, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Learn more at readyhomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350 for an in-home consultation that she'll do with you. Remember, there's no place like home. You want to keep your loved ones where they're happy. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 8:30 in the morning. 80 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. We'll be right back. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:36 in the morning here on the 18th of July, Thursday. And our, gosh, I just dumped our weather thing here. So, but it was 80 last time I looked at it, and it can't help but think it's going to go up to like 101, 102 today. So,
yeah.
Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better known gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Hey, you know what? Anderson Rotary is putting on a prime rib dinner, and all the proceeds are to benefit the Frontier Senior Center. It's going to be this Saturday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5 p.m. A dinner at 6:30, gun raffle, general raffle, special gun drawings, great prizes, all types of things there. And all of this is to keep the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson rolling along like it has for the last, what?
What? 22 years.
22 years here. And so many people use this for so many occasions. I mean, even weddings. You can do weddings at the senior center because the back, you know, your backyard back there or whatever you want to call it.
Beautiful facility, rental facility.
Right.
Full service kitchen that's also available.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Stephanie Bridget and of course, the Shasta County District Attorney. And let's start going to the phones here. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, well, I think that everybody agrees with you that, I mean, I can imagine what your job is like. You've got the county, but you're responsible to the city, and then there's Shasta Lake City, and there's Anderson, et cetera. So that is why God has given us alcohol. So anyway, a couple of things. You hit the nail on the head, I think. And yeah, we do need money for a lot of different things, and I think that's important. But you talked about it being a business. Well, if we're a business, the first thing we have to do is address the core problem that we have. Core problem we have is drugs. We know that most of the people who are in these homeless camps and are homeless and out on the street, it's drug-related. We know we have 300 guys and gals out there that are repeat offenders, that are chronic, and probably at least one statistic I heard, they believe they make up well over 51% of the crime. So if we take those guys and put them away and make that a priority, that might be number one. Apparently, we do have money for beds, but is the problem, my first question is there a problem with where we put the beds? Number two, when we asked Tom Maseko, when he and Joe and Chief Anderson, et cetera, were at our Patriot meeting, if 600 beds was enough, he said no. So if we can find 300 beds, put these people out of commission, then wouldn't that help us?
Definitely. I mean, if we can put 300 people who are committing crimes, chronically committing crimes, in custody, that's going to stop what they're able to do because they're in a custodial setting for sure. But we always we're kind of getting to the point where we got to look at it, though, that they're not going to be in custody the rest of their life. So we've got to put a component in there that's going to hopefully change their life some while they're in custody so that they don't reoffend when they get out. So it's got to be that as well.
Well, remember, though, that even the rescue mission, when you look at their statistics, Jim Dahl had made the comment before he left the rescue mission that the rate of people coming in there, the highest rate they had was 12% that actually came out of there rehabilitated.
Mm-hmm.
So 12%, that leaves 88% that don't. And I think the major thing is that this has to be a choice by the person.
Right.
But the other thing I want you to explain to the folks, which was really great when you were at our meeting, is you were talking about a law or something, a law was changed, and now you have to reopen a bunch of cases, and it's really going to be a heck of a workload on you guys.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to the folks? Because I think that's something that everybody should know. I think that's a very important another good reason for the state of Jefferson, and another good reason why California is becoming a communist state, basically.
Yeah, Kerry, and we'll take Bridget's answer off the air.
Right. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you. All right.
Yeah. So we talk a lot about AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57, but I believe what you're talking about is another change in the law, because there's several outside of even those ones that I just talked about, which is SB 1437, which changed the law as it relates to the felony murder rule. And because it is retroactive, meaning it goes back in history and time of all murder convictions, where people who are in custody for committing murder can file a petition to the court to have their case looked at again to see if they are eligible for 1437 relief, which is creating a whole nother caseload, because we've had many of these petitions coming back where we're having to get transcripts, we're having to dedicate a prosecutor's time and work into that caseload. And that's an example of a legislative action that happened that's creating a lot of work, almost an entire prosecutor's worth of time, at least right now, and it could be more, that came with no funding. So we add that on top of everything that we do.
And let's talk about that. One of the statistics, or one of the things you talked about during Seattle's Dying, is the fact that you've got 10,000 cases a year.
Right.
You have how many?
There's 26 prosecutors. That includes myself chief deputy.
And your chief deputy. So you don't get, of course, you can't get involved in these cases. Not every case.
Not every case. I don't carry a full case.
Right.
Like
you can't
others.
Because right. That's, you're there to supervise everybody. They're being overwhelmed by this.
Right.
And let's just face it. There's other places they could go to and get paid the same amount or more. And have a caseload that's half of what they're doing. And so what, you know, bringing this up, that every time they bring something in like this legislatively, we don't get any money for it, but it increases your workload by, if it's only 10% per person, you know, that's a 270% increase in what you're having to do.
Yeah, it's significant because when you look at the filing close to 10,000 cases per year with basically 24 prosecutors who are handling that caseload, I mean, our caseload is so much higher than what it needs to be as efficient as you want.
For them to be effective and handle
right.
the cases properly.
And this is just that is just in 1 year. Now, every case does not resolve in 1 year. So when you look at year over year, cases can be 2 years old or 3 years old. The number gets higher, and you factor in there is failure to appear rate too. But we've looked at, once we take in all those factors into consideration, people are handling, 400 cases per attorney per year, and the nation and statewide average of what they want to have it to be as efficient as possible is about half that. It's about 200 cases per attorney per year. So, and then you add on top of that stuff like SB 1437 that's taking one prosecutor's almost all of her time. And then we have Prop 57, which caused a change in when people are eligible for parole who are in prison. We get those notifications. We have 30 days that we have to respond. We get those all the time in order, and we have to oppose their early release, and we got 30 days to do that. That created another caseload. The change in strike laws, where we get what we call second striker letters that come in where they might be able to be eligible to get out early, and we have to respond to those. So we've created all these extra caseloads of our ability to try to respond to, and in most cases try to fight early release from prison. But none of those came with a funding for us to do that.
Unfunded mandate.
Didn't get any new prosecutors. I mean, I guess we could just not respond and it wouldn't create a caseload for us, but we're not going to do that. The person was originally sent out of our county for, let's say, 30 years because that is what we felt they deserved. So if it looks like they're going to get out in 10, we're going to oppose that. So, you know, it is. It's hard. It's people have these enormous caseloads. There's lots of jobs out there. Up and down the state, district attorney's offices have more vacancies than they've ever had. They have more people leaving than they've ever had because of all of this additional work. And there's jobs outside of the county positions that are going to pay more, have lower caseloads, be less stressed, and they feel like they're not making as much of a difference now because of the changes in the law. So it's a real issue.
And, you know, and this is what people have to realize is that all of this is tied into being able to put people in jail and keep them there. And with even all the other things, you know, being able to add another, what are we talking, another 23 people to you?
No, it'd be nine.
Nine. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not all prosecutors, but it's nine. I believe we've got four prosecutors, four investigators, and support staff. I don't know what the breakdown is.
Yeah. It's what you need to at least get going by right now. We got to take a break. You know, one thing I forgot to say when I was talking about the Anderson Rotary Prime Rib Dinner was, how do you get a ticket there? Well, you call 365-3254 for ticket info. And guess what? I have some gun raffle tickets here that I'll be willing to let loose for $10 a piece. Just come on down at the counter, bang on the counter here, say, Carl, I want to buy one of these raffle tickets. Okay, and I guarantee you I will take your $10.
And there will be tickets available at the door, and I encourage everybody that we've got some tremendous raffle prizes, some real surprises that are going to be available at this function on Saturday night.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. We're here with Stephanie Bridget. Just one last thing for people to think about. Did you know that Fresno Bee did an article I put out on Facebook yesterday that talks about Californians packing legal heat? And that Shasta County has the highest ratio of concealed carry to populate per 1,000 than any other place by far in California.
It makes me feel real safe when I'm at a function. I look around and I know exactly where those are at, and it makes me feel real comfortable.
The other thing, too, is San Francisco, which has 3 million people in it, has 2 concealed carry licenses.
And that's probably a really good thing.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Laughter time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultures.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tower.
infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your community talk radio. Right here, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop, best place in the world to get a haircut. It's man's last stronghold, even though women can go in there and get haircuts. It's just they're not really good at styling. So if you want it to look like mine or a Marine, and they're there to help.
They really are.
Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment. So you just walk in, get your haircut, and walk out. Okay.
I want to follow up just on the conversation that we were having just quickly about the district attorney's office and the impact on these laws. And I want people to recognize, again, that this is a system. So the impact on your office is also felt by the probation department, by the public defender's office, by the courts, by all of these things. Every time one of those new laws, it's just like this ripple effect that impacts all of those various departments.
Right.
It's just not a matter of having police officers on the street.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. It's getting that information out there about how much this is a system. It's a system that
always can't repeat that
little,
often enough.
It's our own little ecosystem, and yeah. Reading needs an intervention.
And no one piece can succeed without the others.
That's right.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning again. Listen, you keep saying that Reading isn't Seattle yet, and I dare say Reading would be Seattle if it wasn't for Dale Ball and Shasta Support Services who go out and clean up hundreds and hundreds of tons of this trash that's left along here. Can you imagine what Reading would look like without them?
You know what? I have to agree that we have the greatest community in the world, Nick, and people like Dale Ball, Randall Smith, others that go along the rivers and they're fighting this battle every day to keep it cleaned up. When I drive in the morning, I see somebody right out in front of the – I see a city worker right out in front of the post office on Yuba Street. He's picking up stuff, and it's a losing battle.
Yeah, and the city or the county doesn't have the resources to do what Dale and his crew is doing. And I want to point out that Dale is running for Leonard Modi's seat on the supervisors this time. And this is somebody that has done something. I've been dissatisfied with Leonard. He had 30 years in law enforcement. And he's been on the council, I don't know, at least 10 years, and nothing has gotten better. It's gotten worse since he's there. So it might be time for a change there.
Board of supervisors, not council.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay,
thank
Nick.
You. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, and unsolicited comment on people running for office.
Hey, that's what Free Fire Radio is all about.
There it is, fire in, fire out. You know what? But this is exactly what this station does. The station is open for everybody's comments. We try to have everybody on. We're going to have this guys that are running this for the city, that want the city tax. They're going to be on. Jonathan Anderson is going to be in talking about impacts on all this on the Good News Rescue Mission. Every one of the candidates, including Elizabeth Betancourt, who is running for the assembly, a Democrat, she'll be on early August, August 6th. Want to have everybody on running for assembly again because we let people make up their own minds. We don't go in and say, this is the candidate you need to vote for. We never do that.
They don't, but sometimes I do.
You do all the time. Anyway, Stephanie, the amount of people that we put in the jail, it's a constant revolving door because of you got to keep the worst one. We all know how that works. You got to keep the worst one, let the other ones go.
Exactly.
As you saw in the Seattle Dying, their top 100, and it took a citizen. A citizen went out through Freedom of Information and found out these are the top 100 offenders, and every one of them had drug related.
Yeah.
But yet, we have when you talk to people here, yes, of course, it's drugs, but the mental illness that we have here, you can't put mentally ill in the jails. I mean, that's not what it's meant to do. Is part of the tax to help with that?
Well, I believe there's going to be that mental health component with the resources that are in the custodial setting because there are people who have mental health issues brought on by drug use.
Right.
And
self-medication.
It depends on the type of mental illness, whether they are or are not capable of committing crimes, because a lot can still commit crimes and have that conscious awareness to make those choices. And that's all looked at and screened for and talked about in the court in the court system. There's a process for that. But yes, it's my understanding that we want to try and help all of those, everything that they have problem, even if it's life skills, job skills. I mean, we're looking at all of those different areas of what could we put into the transitional rehabilitation facility in order to address people's needs or at least get them started down the right path while they're in the custodial setting, while they're not out taking drugs, laying in front of businesses, committing crimes. Because if we looked at our top also, they're going to have some type of a drug nexus as well.
Okay. And that's one of the things. You see so many people out there in front of the post office. Let's just use that on Yuba Street. In fact, I have friends that when he drove in there, one of them leaped onto the hood of his car. I mean, it kind of frightened him because you don't expect something like this. Somebody leap on the hood of your car and start screaming. The guy was damn lucky it wasn't Linda. He would have been driving down the road at about 150 miles an hour at that point. And then she would hit the brakes and then kept going. But can we do things? Can we do anything about that? I mean, is that a city thing that they could have they could say no loitering ordinance?
That is in the city. So when you talk about,
but that ends up with you or the
it
jail.
Ends up with the county, correct? Right. So they pass city ordinances that deal with camping, loitering, all of those type of issues, and then the way those have typically been handled statewide is that city ordinances are prosecuted by city attorney's office. That's how it's done up and down the states, because they pass those, they enforce those. And that's how it's been done in Shasta County for forever as well, aside from the last 2 years, because there has been money and a memorandum of agreement, basically contracting those services to my office to handle those cases so that they could be prosecuted. Mm-hmm. That's what we had funding for from Wind River, and now going into this next year, the city and the county are funding that continued position so that those municipal code violations are prosecuted through my office. So that's correct. If those cases are inside the city's jurisdiction, so it would be the Reading Police Department that has the primary jurisdiction to go in there and handle those, but there are also within the county, so they are prosecuted through my office.
What do you think it's going to take for people to get behind this, Trish?
A clear.
And we've got like 1 minute left.
Okay, you've got to have a clear, concise message to the population, and you have to convince them that there is no way that what they vote for can be changed or interpreted in a different manner down the line.
Right, right. And that's exactly what our goal is to get this to exactly where
everybody has to be on the same page, preaching the same story with the same exact message. Any differential from that is not going
to
happen.
Okay. Well, there's going to have to be a group that gets behind this and push it. So, hey, Stephanie Bridget, thank you, and thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Always enjoy Thursday
and Trish,
with Stephanie.
Trish, always like having you here.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's going to get up to 101 today, so watch out what you leave in your car. It's going to get real hot in there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Gonna stand
my ground. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.